attempt on his life. Former president and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is blaming the rhetoric of his Democratic opponents for the incident. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump tells Fox News Digital accused gunman Ryan Ruth believed rhetoric from President Biden and Kamala Harris and acted on it. Trump says the rhetoric's causing him to be shot at. It was a different tone than the one Trump adopted immediately after July's assassination attempt, when he called for a unity and cooling political tensions.
We rise together or we fall apart.
Today, Trump says Biden and Harris use highly inflammatory language, and while he could do that too, far better than them, he doesn't. The accused gunman backed Trump online as recently as 4 years ago, but has since expressed support for the Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations reports the Taliban has suspended a polio vaccination campaign scheduled for Afghanistan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A devastating setback for polio eradication, since the virus is one of the world's worst. The UN heard the news just before the September immunization campaign was due to start. No reason was given, and no one from the Taliban-controlled government was immediately available for comment. Afghanistan is one of just two countries in which the spread of the potentially fatal, paralyzing disease has never been stopped. The other's Pakistan. It's likely that the Taliban's decision will have major repercussions for other countries in the region and beyond. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed 16 people in the Gaza Strip, including 5 women and 4 children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.